Thank you for listening to Kinship Radio. I'm Ryan Fried, and with me, I have a special guest, Lori Letourneau. She is the Executive Director for Options for Women of Mankato. Hello, Lori. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Now, can you tell us about Options for Women? What is your organization?
I would love to. We are a nonprofit organization that exists to empower people with the resources to make life-affirming decisions.
Okay. And specifically, mostly women?
Mostly women, but we also serve men.
Okay.
And we're also out in the community, working in public schools, working with other organizations to bring a message of sexual risk avoidance and positive decision-making and healthy relationships as well, trying to kind of intervene at that primary prevention point before people start engaging in risk-taking behaviors.
Okay. Are there any stories that you could share? I know that can get a little dicey, but are there any that you could share about someone you've helped or?
Yeah. So we offer services at no cost to our clients, and we have the opportunity to offer free pregnancy testing and limited OB ultrasound and journey alongside women who are facing an unexpected pregnancy. And the beautiful part of meeting women at that moment of indecision or at that moment of crisis is taking time to stop and say, you are not the product of your decisions or your choices, but we see you and we're willing to take the time to invest in you. And when we can stop and do that and really come alongside a woman and give her all the information she needs to make a well-informed decision, we have these amazing opportunities to see a woman who comes in determined to terminate her pregnancy. And through the course of these services and spending time with her, to see just even a change in her whole visage, her whole demeanor, everything changes as she gets to see that ultrasound and she gets to see those signs of life. Most recently, we had a young woman come in who was just absolutely terrified about being pregnant, terrified to tell her partner, her family, wouldn't let us call her, text her, only email, because she was afraid that anybody would see, you know, a contact from us that might alert them to her situation. And she came in and she said, I just need information. I just need to move forward with terminating this. I can't do this. There's no way I can have this baby. And by the time we were done with the ultrasound, she was asking curious questions. Mm. She was asking for pictures. She was asking what we were seeing on the monitor. And by the time we were done, she was smiling and she was holding that picture. And she said, okay, this is a baby. This is a baby.
Awesome. Awesome. How can our listeners help Options for Women? What are some avenues to get involved?
Great. So in addition to the medical services, we also offer support services. So those individuals who make the decision to parent or place for adoption can come to us for prenatal education, parenting education, information on labor and delivery. And then for every lesson they complete, they earn a day's worth of diapers and a credit to shop with in our on-site store. And our community blesses us by stocking that baby store with new unused baby items. So anytime people are out shopping and see baby care items and want to purchase them and donate them, we will gladly take those new unused items. Or people can mail in a check or give securely online at optionsmankato.org/support.
And if they have any questions about the ministry, the website is, I'm assuming, a good place to go to find that out.
Great place to go. And I love to give tours and invite people in to learn more about our mission and ways they can support.
Once again, we've been speaking with Lori Letourneau. She's the Executive Director for Options for Women. Lori, is there anything you wish that I had asked?
No. I can't think of anything.
No, you're fine.
I guess we could talk a little bit about fatherhood.
Okay.
Because it's not just the decision of one partner. Having a baby takes two, parenting takes two, and we believe in taking a holistic approach and serving men as well. And so we actually have a male on staff who works one-on-one with our male clients, and we have a fatherhood program, and we believe in investing in men as well as women.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Lori, for joining us today. I hope to be hearing from you in the ministry more.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time.